Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, already into hour number three, Walter Burian joins us coming up in the next segment. Let's talk about, well, a giant government cover-up, huge slush funds. It's so important. You do not want to miss this interview. About a three-and-a-half-minute clip we got right now before I run out of time. General Zinni, who was one of the top commanders in Iraq, has gone public exposing Rumsfeld and others, saying he should resign on 60 Minutes. But it's still kind of a whitewash, you know, at the end of the day. But let's go ahead and roll that, and we'll come back, briefly comment on it, and then go to our guest. Go ahead and hit it.
And who do you blame? I mean, who's responsible?
Well, I blame the Pentagon. I blame the civilian leadership in the Pentagon directly. Because if they were given the responsibility, and if this was their war, and by everything I understand, they promoted it and pushed it, certain elements in there certainly, even to the point of creating their own intelligence to match their needs, then they should bear the responsibility. But regardless of whose responsibility I think it is, somebody has screwed up. And at this level and at this stage, it should be evident to everybody that they've screwed up. And whose heads are rolling on this? That's what bothers me most.
There are no heads rolling.
That's my problem. If you charge me with the responsibility of taking this nation to war, if you charge me with implementing that policy, with creating the strategy which convinces me to go to war, and I fail you, then I ought to go.
Who specifically are you talking about?
Well, it starts with at the top. If you're the Secretary of Defense, and you're responsible for that, if you're responsible for that planning and that execution of the ground, if you've assumed responsibility for the other elements, non-military, non-security, political, economic, social, and everything else, then you bear responsibility. Certainly those in your ranks that foisted this strategy on us that is flawed, certainly they ought to be gone and replaced.
Zinni is talking about a group of policymakers within the administration known as the neoconservatives that saw the invasion of Iraq as a way to stabilize American interests in the region and strengthen the position of Israel. They include Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz, Undersecretary of Defense Douglas Feith, former Defense Policy Board member Richard Perle, National Security Council member Elliot Abrams, and Vice President Cheney's Chief of Staff, Louis Scooter Libby. Zinni believes they're political ideologues who have hijacked American policy in Iraq.
You think they're the architects of this?
I think they are. I think it's the worst-kept secret in Washington. Everybody I talked to in Washington has known and fully knows what their agenda was and what they were trying to do. In one article, because I mentioned the neoconservatives who describe themselves as neoconservatives, I was called anti-Semitic. I mean, you know, unbelievable that that's the kind of personal attacks that are run when you criticize a strategy and those that propose it.
What was their strategy?
Well, I believe their strategy was to change the Middle East, that they saw the Middle East needed to come into the 21st century, that needed to reform, that needed to democratize. All sounds very good, all very noble. The trouble is, the way they saw to go about this is unilateral, aggressive intervention by the United States. The takedown of Iraq is a priority. And what we have become now in the United States, how we're viewed in this region, is not an entity that's promising positive change. We are now being viewed as the modern crusaders, as the modern colonial power in this part of the world.
You think Secretary Rumsfeld, Deputy Secretary Wolfowitz, all those people should resign?
I believe that they should accept responsibility for that.
You're saying if you were them, you'd resign?
Yes, definitely. If I were the commander of a military organization that delivered this kind of performance to the president, I certainly would tender my resignation. I certainly would expect to be gone.
Now, General Zinni, notice, though, that he says, oh, they meant to go do something good there, something nice there. No, the Pentagon's own P-2OG battle plan, the original Israeli plan from 83, says break it up into three or four regions, have endless civil war, control the region, use Iraq as a military launch base. PNAC, Rebuilding America's Defenses Strategy, September 2000, spells that out. Dick Cheney spells that out. So we have their own foundational planning doctrines for the doctrine they used. So we know. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from Stem Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting Stem Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and Stem Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of Stem Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, my friends. In 1999, I made a documentary that we still offer. It's excellent. Called Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed. And it deals with a gentleman named Walter Burian. And what he discovered and what he has gone public with is totally documented. There's now a lot of other people, prominent individuals, the former comptroller for the Air Force, supports much of what Burian has trailblazed and what Burian has exposed. And this is so important to everything we see happening economically today, to your pension funds, to the government pension funds, to our entire economy. Walter Burian, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Hello, Alex. It's good to hear your voice again.
Walter, for those that don't know who you are, spend a few minutes describing what you were doing in New Jersey and New York at the time you discovered this, and what you tried to do with the public, educating the population. Because I've had city managers in studio, and whenever you bring up the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, they turn red, they smile, or they get angry, and they say, I'm not going to talk about it. Or even if they're a good patriot, they say, yes, it's true. There's giant slush funds. There's a second set of books. This is the biggest economic secret. It's even bigger than the Federal Reserve. Tell us about yourself. Tell us what the comprehensive annual financial reports are.
I'd like to start off with Luciano's Law. Do you remember Lucky Luciano?
Yes.
He was the banker for the syndicates, and he had a law, which was, once you're suspected, you're out of business. So no one spoke his name regarding the transactions, the monies that were being moved, and Luciano never really had a problem. He ended up getting expelled back to Italy, but never got indicted in the United States. 1946, a group called GFOA, Government Financial Officers Association. Sounds like a nice little government agency, but a private group of bankers and politicians and industrialists.
And, of course, this was pioneered off the mafia model first used in Chicago, 1313, but go ahead.
Right, and GFOA was started out of Chicago. The government up until that point, 1946, was a pay-as-you-go structure. What they brought in, they expended for public services. Well, the money, you know, Al Capone, he used to say, you know, what are we doing fighting government? Let's become government. We'll take whatever we want. Well, to do that, they had to change government from a pay-as-you-go structure into an administrative clearinghouse for revenue collection. To do that, they had to switch the accounting for government from the pay-as-you-go structure into the corporate clearing structure, or under an annual financial reporting and accounting structure. Now, everyone who owns stock is familiar with an annual financial report. It's mandatory by SEC law, Securities and Exchange Commission, for every shareholder to be offered an annual financial report each and every year. Now, government started restructuring through GFOA to go on to the annual financial reporting and accounting structure. The press was included, the syndicated media, both political parties, Democratic and Republican. Education was included. There was only one group that was excluded, the entire population of this country and all taxpayers. They were excluded for 65 years due to the money involved. The public was sitting here looking at selectively created budget reports that were given to them by their city, their school district, their state, their county, each separate entities, each with their own investments, each with their own assets, each now preparing their own annual financial report, but only showing a small portion of the total picture by submitting a selectively created budget report to the public or the taxpayer. Now, when you look at a budget report, you'll see that the majority of the tax revenue collected is included in the budget report. So they're showing the public where their tax money is spent. When you look at the annual financial report, you will see all the returns from the investment funds, profit centers, which they separated from government operations, like tollways, bridges, Port Authority of New York, New Jersey, billion-dollar operation, multi-billion-dollar operation.
Tickets.
Separated. Not $1 going back to support the budgetary basis. When you look at the annual financial report and you start doing the basic math, only one-third of the gross income is tax income. Did you hear me, Alex? One-third. Everyone listening to your show right now thinks 100% of government's income is tax income. Wrong. One-third.
Now, let me add an important caveat to this, because our government had always been funded off tolls and off of tariffs and off of things like this. But for people who don't understand this, let's say I'm married. Hypothetically, I am married, but this is a hypothetical case. So let's say Joe Blow is, Joe Sixpack. He comes home with his paycheck. He tells his wife that this is the only job he has. This is the $2,000 every pay period that they live off of. But he's really got a whole nother job. Let's say he's dealing crack cocaine on the side, and he's making an average of $10,000 a month. He doesn't ever tell her about that. Then he has a budget which factors in only the $2,000 he's making every pay period, not the $10,000 he's making a month. So over the years, he's got another family. He's got other bank accounts. He's got a Mercedes-Benz, $1 million house. But his other wife and kids don't even know about it, and all they see is the pay stubs and his taxes off of the one job that she knows about. And that's what they've done. Now, to break this down for people, I want to get into how you discovered this. And, folks, I checked this out. This is mainstream. I ordered the comprehensive report from Austin. I ordered it from the state of Texas. After Burien went public for a few years, though, they went from being the size of Dallas phone books down to the size of a Time magazine redacting info, but you can still get the rest of it. other places. But number one, is my analogy accurate? Number two, let's get into the numbers. When you first discovered what New York State and then Manhattan, New York City itselves were worth in cream assets off budget, not even discussing the budget itself.
Well, let me go to New Jersey first. I learned in New Jersey, I looked at 1989's report.
Tell people what you were doing at that time.
There was a governor who got elected by the name of Jim Florio on a new tax platform. As soon as he gets into office, $2.8 billion tax increase, the largest in the state's history. It was from the prior administration, but he could have vetoed it. Well, the proverbial hit the fan. Local radio station 101.5 started doing some rabble-rousing. Two DJs, John and Kim. And I started listening, and I heard examples of waste and misspending in government, $5,000, $15,000. The highest figure I heard was $85,000. I started chuckling to myself. I was like, come on, guys, you got to be real. The state's dealing with billions of dollars. I pulled out the budget report, which is all I knew at that time, called into the show right out the bottom.
Tell people what you were professionally doing at that time.
I was a commodity trading advisor, and also I was a national sales manager for the U.S. Trading Championship, U.S. Investing Championship, and Money Managers Verified Ratings. I dealt, in the financial arenas, I knew the attitudes, I incorporated hands across New Jersey, so I took over looking at the budget, revenue, and finance. Big numbers didn't bother me. As, other people back off from big numbers, to me, it's just an equation. And I noticed right off the bang that, on the budget report, they weren't showing a substantial income or revenue on the budget report. The autonomous agencies, I didn't see any large return from investment funds. And I figured the state had to be having billions and billions of dollars in investment funds. They said they had to have two sets of accounting. And I found out who the director of the budget was. He was on vacation until the following Tuesday of that week, and I had called his lower assistant saying I was working on a report for him, and I needed all the figures on the autonomous agency accounts, interest accounts, and so forth. He goes, oh, you want the comprehensive annual financial report. Bing, first time I heard that before. Got it that Friday. Started crunching numbers, and I wanted to see the total liquid investment funds, $188 billion. Now I wanted to see the total cash gross receipts, all agencies, all departments, all sources. Found it on page 173. Here's a state with a declared service budget of $17 billion who is bringing in total cash gross receipts, all agencies, all departments, all sources, investment funds, enterprise operations, federal grants, the whole nine yards, $83 billion.
I learned
the definition of syndicated organized crime right there on the spot in the principal of operation.
Now, I understand, they're spending
cost and expense left for the public to pay. Anything that was a profit center, a large investment fund, totally separated from the budgetary basis.
So let's make that clear. I mean, let's not just run over that. They're spending less than $20 billion, and they're bringing in over $80
billion. Correct. And, they had left the cost, the strict cost side, under the on the public shoulders to pay through taxation.
Now, then I looked, after I discovered this through you, I looked up Texas. On average, $500 billion extra a year just going into a black hole. Sorry, please continue. You learned the definition of organized crime. Please continue.
Well, I spent some time on my website this morning to simplify and make it very simple on the front page. And I qualify the aspect of the gross receipts, the cash. My website is CAFR1.com, CAFR1.com. If you read through the front page, it breaks it all down on the gross income, what they're showing in tax income, investment income, so forth, to show the whole picture.
And by the way,
let me jump to the bottom line.
Sure.
The bottom line. This is, I started with the national disclosure, and I thought I caught most of the points, and it had blown me away. Then I was looking at the federal combined financial statement. This was 1999's book. And I'm looking at the notes section. Show the total personal income of the entire population of the country. This is salaries, investment income, the whole nine yards. It was $8.2 trillion for 1999. It showed federal taxation at $1.8 trillion. Okay, everybody hears federal taxation, and they complain about the federal government. And $1.8 trillion was the federal taxation. Local government taxation. Didn't show it in the book, but I had all the annual finance reports from the local governments, which I could factor in to figure out approximately what local government's taxation was. Came up with about $1.6 trillion. That gave gross income for state and federal at $3.4 trillion. Now, if you took that away from the
Gross income of the population, $8.2 trillion. They gave the population, net after taxation, $4.8 trillion. Are you with me, Alex?
Stay there. Let's break it down on the other side.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality because you expect the very best. We provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking to Walter Burian, worked at the highest levels of the financial sector in New York and New Jersey. He discovered all this because he got politically involved exposing government waste. And understand, the editor of the Austin American-Statesman every year gets a comprehensive annual financial report for the state of Texas. Every school district has one, every water district, the power districts. And they take the majority of the money, invest it, a lot of times in private companies that they then later go work for. So this is the mafia-style takeover of America. Walter, how many tens of thousands of these taxing districts have comprehensive annual financial reports and have slush funds?
Local governments are there in the country. Yeah, as I mentioned, every city is a company, corporation, county, school district. There's approximately now about 85,000 separate corporations within local governments.
And let's bring this down to the microcosm level. Take a school district that claims it's bankrupted. You have specifically looked and has even gotten in local papers, what, in an Arizona case.
I'll give you an example of Edgefield County, South Carolina. It was a little school district in South Carolina. The one of the people that heard about the CAFR started looking, and the school district was crying poverty, poverty, poverty. And they had four tax increases over about a two-year period. And she looked at the annual financial report, and she saw that they had approximately $31 million invested in the local government investment pool. Now, keep in mind, this school district had a very low operating budget. What they were doing was funneling money out of their operating budget into the local government investment fund to create a slush fund that would generate non-tax income. The reason they were doing this, and they did this in all other cities, counties, school districts, and so forth, was once they had funneled money into an investment fund that was generating non-tax income, they looked at their only responsibility regarding the taxpayer was on taxpayer funds that were being collected each year. So if they could create 40% of their income coming in from non-tax sources, they looked like they thought they had now 40% discretionary funds totally unaccountable to the taxpayer. So they would separate these investment funds outside of the budgetary basis. So it would come back in each year and then have discretionary money to spend without public oversight or approval in direct form.
Now, I want to go back to what you were saying before we hit the break. You were breaking down the
gross income of government. Okay, so I'm looking at the Federal Consolidated Financial Statement. They have 1.8 trillion in federal tax income, 1.6 trillion in all local government tax income, so that gave 3.4 trillion. For 1999, in government's tax income, total population of this country gross income of 8.2 trillion. So that gave the entire population net after taxation 4.8 trillion. And then it dawned on me: I've been telling people for a year that only one third of government's gross income was tax income. So then I sat down, started figuring out the non-tax income return from the investment funds, enterprise operations. Government, local, and federal had $5.1 trillion in non-tax income. So here, $4 trillion in tax income, $5.1 trillion in non-tax income. That gave government gross income of $8.5 trillion for the year, almost twice that of the entire population of this country net after taxation. You now know why Gorbachev went Democratic. He looked at what the boys were doing here in the United States and said, hell, they have more control, and they're making more money than we are. So thus, we laid open the perfect blueprint for communism.
And by the way, now China, Russia, England, Canada,
they're all doing the same. And the bottom line was, in communism, the state said, we are the state. We own and control everything. What they're doing here in this country is they're dangling the carrot, getting the chipmunk running on the treadmill, chasing that carrot, as they tap off 85% of the energy produced. Everyone is being marketed to with an illusion.
And then,
keep running on the treadmill to chase that carrot.
And then they use their massive wealth they've extracted from us to further consolidate control in smaller and smaller hands with global corporations that in turn control the government.
Now keep in mind, the control factor has to do with they've taken over the insurance industry, they've taken over the stock market, they've taken over the equities and the debt market. If you look at a company like Microsoft Corporation, how much of Microsoft do you think is owned by composite government?
75%.
Try about 83%. If you look at the
but
United
I knew
States,
the stop for a second. But the average last time we talked was what, 75?
That was years ago, Alex. Take a look at the New York State Retirement Fund, CAFR.
Okay, right. I
just
have
one
you.
CAFR. They have 24 million shares of Microsoft.
So,
that's just one.
Stop right there. So I interviewed you last 3 years ago. Since then, it's gone from 75 to 83.
Well, I was taking a rounded off mark back then. I've now actually sat down, did the figures on it, and came out to 83%.
So they're taking over. It's growing.
They have taken over. Insurance industry, the number one investor with insurance industry is government investment funds.
Stay there. Let's keep breaking it down. This is so important, folks. I've looked into it. It's all true.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog. Few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
A lot of my older films are my most important works. And I've never put it on DVD. We will in the future, but it's so important you need it. It's on VHS. It's Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed. It also is an interview with Joe Bannister, former criminal agent with the IRS, with the Department of Treasury, getting into all this. And, of course, an hour-long interview with Walter Burian, a lot of other documents. It's a very important film, right at 2 hours long, Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed, available at Infowars.com in the video and bookstore. Get it. This is so important. Again, available at Infowars.com. Walter, it's clear I'm going to have to get you up in the near future for 2 hours. I'm going to take some calls coming up here later, but tell folks about Kaffir One and specifically spell it out for folks. And then let's act like we got 5 minutes on national TV to get the point across to the people to explain the scam that's going on. Other economists, I mean, the former comptroller for the Air Force has followed up and agrees with what you said and calls himself the Kaffir Man. And but easily with the assets they have, we would never have to pay taxes again and just off the investment be paid thousands of dollars in dividends a year. Folks, that's how massive the stealing has been. They took the most prosperous, wealthy country in the world. They stole it. They invested it. And this isn't even the pension funds. Understand, that's on the budget. This is just cream that employees don't even know about. You got state employees, federal, school district getting paid a pittance, and the majority of the money just goes right into private corporate hands that in turn pay off higher-level politicians to make these payments. But I want to do that little five-minute summation, Walter. But before we do that, the county commissioners, the city councilmen, the mayors, the city managers, they're the real crooks in all of this. The newspaper editors, they all know about this, and I guess they make their investments accordingly. This is the inside track. Why do they do this? Why do they go along with this? How are some of the payoffs made to the people in government to keep quiet with this system?
From everything I've seen, Alex, at every turn of the page, a lot of the city managers and state managers, they're appointed positions. But I'm seeing the corruption, the cream of the corruption being the attorneys. And there's no accident now that half the governors and senators and congressmen in this country are attorneys. They're either getting in there to solidify their statutes for the continued rape of the public. And in fact, they're getting in there to clean up the statutes so they won't get indicted for their past crimes and what they did on stealing from the public. Yeah, but it's the legal branch that is destroying the country at this point in time out of greed and profiteering. If you look, you'll find out attorney after attorney after attorney has their hands into the till. They're creating the structure, the statutes, passing the statutes right under the noses of the public. The public doesn't have a clue what's being passed right under their noses.
So here's an example.
Be stolen from.
They always hold off and then won't fix the potholes or won't get new police cars.
It's a joke.
And then say,
they're playing the public as saps.
Exactly.
Okay, here's an example. Remember that example you mentioned about, when you were trying to give an example of the monies in the cavern? Let's, Missouri, I saw this in Missouri first. Missouri started an enterprise operation called the Missouri Finance Authority. The cities, the counties, and school districts now invested all of their money with the Missouri Finance Authority. When they wanted to have a bond issuance, okay, for that new school, the new jail, the new roadway, they would use their own investment assets to fund their own bond issuances. They were funding their own debt. Now, the example on the first hand between you and I, say, for example, you had $400,000, and you don't want anyone to know about it. You come to me and you say, well, I want you to start a mortgage company. I'm going to buy a house that's worth $400,000. I want you to loan me my own money, okay, and I want you to charge me 16% interest, the highest you can possibly charge me. So now I start the mortgage company. You give me $400,000. I loan it back to you to buy a house. I charge you 16% interest. You now go to everybody. Oh, my God, I have this $400,000 mortgage, and the interest is killing me 16%. The one thing you forget to tell everybody is that you borrowed your own money. The states all across the cities, the counties, the states are doing the exact same thing. They're using their own investment assets to fund the majority of their own debt now, locking the public in and repaying it. If you check the majority of the state's debt, who's actually funding it, you'll find in many of the cases, it's government itself funding its own debt to lock in the interest return for their investment funds.
Let's say you had 5 minutes to address the public to explain this to them on 2020. You got 5 minutes. Hit them.
It all boils down to the money. The biggest, most substantial amount of money that exists on the face of this planet, the gross income of the United States of America, the productivity of an entire nation. The boys, the syndicate said, we have to tap into this. They did. Government was the aspect of tapping into it. Government was a pay-as-you-go structure. They had to turn it into an administrative clearinghouse for revenue collection than they have. The public has been masterfully entertained day by day. They become addicts to the TV, the radio. Picture 100 years ago. People went out and talked to their neighbors. They walked around their neighborhood. They walked 5 miles to visit a neighbor. Today, they're glued to the TV set listening to the propaganda and the conditioned responses and being numbed down based on what's the money that everyone's digging their pockets and filling their pockets with from politics and the attorneys. Now, you always use the expression prison planet, Alex. If you look at my website, you'll see Walter jailed. Okay, I spent 45 days in jail. They grabbed my son, 6-year-old son, by armed force, sprayed mace in my face. Took them from me. Threw me in jail for 45 days. Okay? You have legalized extortion taking place all across the country. The principle of operation that the country was founded upon does not exist.
does not exist. You have an extortion racket in place. You have these criminals laughing their butts off all the way down to the bank each and every day. They terrorize the public with brute force and threats of death if you want to oppose them. They've been taking out their opposition one after the other, including myself and quite a few other people that try to expose what the hell they're doing. This is no game, folks. This is organized crime in a serious level of money is involved. They hire the best psychologists, the best marketing strategists, the best, period, to continue business as usual due to the money involved. And if they can hold back their annual financial report for 65 years from an entire nation, think of what they are doing behind the scenes. The murder, the rape, the extortion, the theft. It's right there, folks. When they say this is a country of laws, wrong. This is a country of manipulation of the laws to allow their theft and extortion and depravity to continue. That would be my five-minute synopsis there, Alex.
Now, going back, Cynthia McKinney, who they're now targeting, a few months ago, and every year she does this, she goes, it's $2 trillion, it's $3 trillion, missing from the Pentagon. Over the last 5 years, 6 years, Rumsfeld doesn't deny it. He says, yes, it's missing, and we played the clip. We're not going to tell you where it is. I mean, when trillions are coming up missing, when they're just taking the troops' pension funds, when they're...
And no accountability, none whatsoever.
Yeah,
any accountability to anyone, none, zero. They
Rumsfeld,
have 100% control over their own prosecution of themselves.
Exactly. So business as usual is expanding, consolidating, taking over. Just wild criminality, brainwashing.
U.S. government has more control today than Russia ever dreamed in their wildest wet nightmare they could have had, or dream they could have had. The control government has today over the public today in this country is massive. The money that government is making is substantially more than the entire population combined. And the public doesn't even know to look. They're sitting there watching their TV, you know, being entertained, planning their next SUV trip.
Let me boil this down. Global crime syndicates through the Federal Reserve System in the 1950s took over local, state, and county governments, water districts, school districts, set up a double set of accounting books, set up the laws where the investment was paid into select globalist corporations who then used our money that we generated, our wealth, to buy up basically the world. Now they're in the final stages of consolidation to use the U.S. as an engine of military control to dominate the 64 countries that are left that they haven't taken over. They admit this. The Pentagon has C-SPAN discussions where their top scientists and war planners say we work for the New World Order, we work for global corporations. The global corporation will be the world government, and it will openly own every man, woman, and child on the planet. They are setting up a hellish system. What is their end game? Because they're growing. They're not stopping. They've now, as you said, got 80-plus percent control. Where is it going to end?
A show we did a couple of years back, Alex, we were talking about a dog and government turning into a tick. And you said, let's qualify that, Walter. How big's the dog and how big's the tick? And I said, well, if you had a 100-pound dog, you have a 300-pound tick. And I said, picture a 100-pound dog dragging around a 300-pound tick. Well, I'm going to throw in one other qualifier in there. Remember that science thing they did all the time where they had this bowl of fruit and they showed a time lapse where the fungus devoured all of the fruit? Okay, and you see it just go down to nothing?
Yes.
On the time lapse? But what's happening here, you have a runaway government, runaway extortion, runaway graft, where it's like that bowl of fruit. It's being devoured. And it's going to be nothing left unless the public wakes up and gets a clue real fast because, as I mentioned, just on the annual financial report, government held back for 65 years, and 95% of the public is sitting there scratching their head saying,
now let me stop you.
There might be a problem here, but I just can't figure it out.
Let me stop you. This is so key, and we're going to take a call here in a minute from Joe in Kansas and a few others. Walter, every time I do an interview with you, every few years, station owners and managers call up and go, Alex, it's absolutely true. We just got a threatening call from the mayor telling us take that off or they're going to do something to the station. Why does it scare mayors and other people listening
money,
right now?
Money! If a street punk is going to cut your neck for a $500 gold necklace, what do you think these guys are doing to cut billion-dollar deals? The public better wake up real fast. This is big money. control. They can take over the corporations. Any corporation right now who gave trouble to government, they could dump stock in that corporation, send it flying down through the floor. They could throw all their budgetary money to their opposition and run them out of business.
But again, that's a revolving door, though, because the corporate chiefs control the people in government, and then the government chiefs, at their delayed payoff is they then leave government and go back into private sector, get $100, $500, $400 million golden parachutes, then go back into government, then go back into corporations.
And the door opens both ways in that, on that structure, though, and control.
And now they're totally nuts. They passed the New Freedom Initiative last year. Their own documents say to force half the kids in America on psychotropics and amphetamine drugs, stimulants. They are now arresting people without charges and trying to rip their gold teeth out with asset forfeiture seizure. They are busting down the borders, hiring PR firms to stage these illegal immigration protests. I mean, they are just raping and looting us, Walter.
And since it's pretty simple on why, Alex, keep in mind these guys went after the money. They've lost sight on the basic fundamental principles this country was founded on.
Do you think they're going to go too far, though?
The basic features that we all used to love.
Walter, it seems to me now, though 10 years ago they were a little bit slower. It's like they're all going wild right now, grabbing whatever they can as if they know
arrogance.
It's going to implode.
Arrogance. It's like you've been cheating on your wife for 20 years. With every girl on the block, and she comes in and catches you, and you say, hey, I don't care anymore. I'll be right in front of your face. You want to stay in the house? You want me to feed you? You better like it, or shut up. You know, the arrogance of these politicians, because they've gotten away with it for so long, right under everyone's nose.
Now let me add this caveat. The New London, Connecticut ruling. Folks, there is Western Seafood, owned by the Gore family, not the president's family, vice president's, another Gore family, you've had them on. And because the former owner of ExxonMobil, one of the chief owners, wants the land, this is in the paper, they're not even going to pay them. They're going to take Western Seafood's business and docks, despite the fact they've been there since 1942, and it's a $44 million profit a year company supplying much of the seafood for the entire nation. I mean, even people that are worth hundreds of millions of dollars, these gangsters just say, hey, I'm going to take it. And with the New London, they're just going to start taking private property, not even the government. If some private groups want it, they're not even going to pay you. They're just going to take it. The foreign Spanish company, Centra, is being given almost every road in Texas. 97% of Texans and Poles don't want it. And almost universally, the politicians say, we don't care. We're going to do it. I mean, they've just gone totally wild.
No, the money, Alex, the money. They're going to get the money. They're going to laugh all the way down to the bank. They do it every single time. They do it right in someone's face. They get away with it. There's no accountability, no consequence, no liability.
Now, I know.
100 years ago, they had tarring and feather. Have you seen a tarring and feather recently? No.
Or somebody being ridden out on a rail. Now, I mean, I know over time you've talked to a lot of these elite individuals. You've toured the country. You've been on a lot of radio talk shows. When you talk to these elite minions or elite individuals, I mean, what do they say to you, Walter?
I got a call from Henry Kissinger about 2 years ago. I mean, we talked for a little bit, and he didn't quite identify himself. But it was unmistakable in the voice. He just wanted to know why I was doing what I was doing. So I told him. But the bottom line is, if things don't change, you know, you have this higher dominion in their fantasy worlds of an ideological control factor. You have everyone in between so totally confused now, they cannot even enjoy their own lives. Their families are falling apart. There's no cohesion in the reality of, you know, the fundamentals of life.
We're now a debtor nation. Earlier this year, we passed the point in the depths of the Depression, late 1933. We were a net debtor nation. We have now gone back to that point and below it.
I would love to know how much standing assets government has right now, because that debt could probably be in the stroke of a pen.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about individual debt, yeah. I mean,
you know, the control factor, Alex, we have to do something in unity. You know, I'm going to qualify something. I used to work at the World Trade Center. I was one of the first tenants back there in 78. And back then, the tenants, the only thing they had a concern about was, number one, a truck being loaded with explosives being driven into the underground parking deck because it was wide open. Their only other concern, plane being flown into the towers, passenger plane.
Port Authority put out a memorandum back then to all the tenants. Don't worry about the planes. We have, about 40-some-odd tracking stations, private, commercial, monitoring the skies, and only commercial aircraft can fly into the no-fly zone, and they have to be on a pre-designated course. Any non-commercial airplane that comes in there, we dispatch an intercept. Any commercial airplane that goes off course, we dispatch an intercept. Now, keep in mind, this is back in 78, 79. They ran thousands of sorties on practice runs, responses to genuine threats. There's only one day I know they didn't launch, not from just one threat in the air, but from four. That was on 9/11.
Obviously inside job.
Figure. And also Larry Silverstein. Port Authority was trying to sell the World Trade Center back then, in 78, 79. They couldn't get it a buyer. Here, Silverstein comes in on a 99-year lease for $3.5 billion. Now, keep in mind, it was on a 99-year lease for $3.5 billion. He only made about $100-some-odd million in payments. Okay, first thing he does, he takes out a $3.5 billion insurance policy for terrorism with double indemnity clause, covering himself for $7 billion. The ink wasn't even dry on the contract. Both towers go down.
I know. I know. Stay there, Walter. Final segment with you. We'll take up one call from Joe. Unbelievable. We got to get Walter back very soon for two full hours. We got a link to his website on InfoWars.com.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon-222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Investments make almost three times every year what the American people do total. Just going to get worse. They're taking everything over. They got unlimited capital, and they bought off almost everybody, and it's just getting worse and worse. Walter, I want to take two calls from Joe and Elias, but give out your website for folks out there that have missed it.
It's CAFR1.com. C as in Charles, A as in Apple, F as in Frank, R as in Robert, the number 1.com.
CAFR1, just the number 1.com. CAFR1.com. My friend, we've got to get you up for 2 hours in the near future. I hope people will go to InfoWars.com and get comprehensive annual financial reports exposed. Do you still sell that documentary that you made on your site?
Just a little qualifier, Alex. Do you remember that movie with Dustin Hoffman, Little Big Man?
Yes.
Some of your listeners, I'm sure, have watched it. There was a guy in there, as the storyline progressed, where he kept getting whittled down. He'd lose an arm, lose a leg, and he was hobbling along, and they said they kept whittling him down. Well, the last couple of years, they've been whittling me down. Right now, for the last 6 months, I've been stuck in New Jersey in my motorhome with threats of 5 years in state prison being hanging over my head from the New Jersey boys. And I've had my children stolen from me. I've had I watched the corruption in the courts and nonstop abusiveness, obstruction of justice. I've been worn down, Alex. Right now, as I mentioned, I am sitting here stuck in New Jersey. Can't go back to Arizona, which is my home state. And I'm effectively maybe eliminated in a very short period of time.
So people need to support you, and they can go to the website and do that. We'll have you up in the very near future.
On the videos, I only have a few with me. I haven't been able to have any made, and I have to wait for the disposition of some charges they have.
Okay.
The first link on my site, I give a full descriptive pleadings I filed if anyone wants to read them.
Okay.
They can see what I'm going through.
Well, we're
going
to have you back on soon. We'll spend more time on that. Joe in Kansas. Joe, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
One point before I get distracted is I'm the chairman of the Reform Party of Kansas. And if you wouldn't mind, I would like to invite people in Kansas, if they're willing to run for office this November on these issues.
Okay, we're almost out of time. You said you had a question for Walter?
One point locally that seems to come up. There was people in the state government that were looking into the local school budgets, and they got blackballed pretty bad, but they were finding some serious inconsistencies. And when they started questioning things, they got basically taken out.
Yeah, you're dealing with the holy grail of accounting when you talk about the annual financial report. The budget's insignificant when you look at an annual financial report in its total scope. And keep in mind, most elected officials will not even mention it. If you ask them to put a link to the holy grail, the CAFR, on their website, they'll refuse to do it. If you ask them to put it in their newsletter, they'll refuse to do it. Every time they refuse, they're confirming their own participation in criminal conspiracy to defraud the American public.
Well, God bless you, Walter, for all you've done. Joe, thank you for the call. We got to move on. Elias in Michigan, you got about 45 seconds. Go ahead, Elias.
I have had a personal experience with the unofficial elected officials in the city of St. Clair Shores, Michigan, who have stolen our house and are attempting to destroy it. They have absolutely stolen it, and evidently they're immune from prosecution. They have laws in the state that prevent you from suing them.
It's all money, and they just do it, and they do it thousands of times.
What is your website? CAFR?
CAFR1.com.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Thank you, sir. Walter, in the next few weeks, I'm going to get you on for 2 hours. We can talk an hour about the reports and then an hour about your situation and get some folks to support you out there, but they should go to the site and support you. Walter, God bless you for taking one for the team and all you've done. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me back in, Alex.
You bet. God bless. And you've got my office number. Call me anytime. I remember when I learned of this in 99. I made a film about it actually in 2000. I've been covering it. I've had city managers in the studio admitting it. Current city managers of cities. I mean, it's just total criminality. Let's expose these creatures. God bless you all. PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.